For many years, photography was a vague source of frustration to me, really. I picked up a camera quite early. I had a Russian Zenit E when I was 12 years old, then I moved on to a Pentax ME. Photography seemed like an interesting thing to do, and I was a fan of photographers like Cartier-Bresson and Duano. After studying animal behaviour at university, I moved around a lot for jobs, Chester, Bangor, Crawley, Oxford, Brighton, Bath, London, all interesting places, and every year I would take a few rolls of film, but the results were usually disappointing. Even sticking a load of filters on the front of my camera didn't seem to help very much. So I've been doing photography for over 20 years, really, without having an awful lot to show for it. It was only when I got my first primitive digital camera back in 2003 that things started to fall into place, mainly due to the instant feedback you get from digital. I was suddenly taking loads of photos, and straight away I set myself the task of putting my best shots for every month up on my new website. And for every single month since then, I asked myself, what have I got this month? As a sort of work ethic drive. I'm more of a Tony Ray Jones fan than a Bruce Gilden fan, and so the problem then becomes, how do you take interesting, candid pictures without sticking your camera in someone's face? And the answer usually involves looking for interactions. People interacting with each other, people interacting with their environment, basic animal behaviour. My photo series sometimes come about because I want to express a point of view that differs from what I see presented in the media. For example, I think there's two ways that the seaside tends to be shown. It's either tacky, brash, and loud, with all the colours ramped up, or the seaside is desolate, decaying, crumbling down at heel. These seem like such easy cliches to me, so I wanted to show a more sympathetic view of the seaside via photography, based on my own experience of living in seaside towns for many years. And that is, for most of the year, the seaside is just a nice, pleasant, quiet, even beautiful place. So for my Beside the Sea series, the first few photos at the beginning are taken in season, but then all the rest of the photos show the out of season stillness. So it's a resident's view, not the tourist's view. On the other hand, a while back I was looking for photos of Brighton online via search engines, and they all seemed to be just of the beach and in good weather, blue skies, and this somehow irritated me. So in 2013, I made 32 day trips to Brighton from my home in Weymouth. It's about 4 hours each way on the train. And I photographed the town only, and not the beach, and only in overcast weather, really to remind myself of what it was actually like to live and work in Brighton on a day-to-day basis. My photos are usually taken like this, on day trips by train, and I now have an impressive collection of train tickets. Of course, one-off standalone images are important for street photography. They're the calling cards that you hopefully get remembered for, like my duelling ladies photo or the zippy man photo. And there's a joy in getting something like that in an instant out of nothing. As the football manager Brian Clough was fond of saying, it only takes a second to score a goal, young man.